Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
A Harvard professor is facing some serious social media backlash for weighing in on the issue of French fries. It started last week when Harvard's Eric Rim suggested something simple in the New York Times, maybe limit your fry intake to 6. Now, Rim has emailed Vanity Fair saying, quote, "Am I really a monster? Who doesn't like fries?" Rim is a professor of epidemiology and nutrition at Harvard, and he joins us via Skype from London, where he's at a diet conference. Eric Rim, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you.
So 6? French fries? I mean, really? Is that even realistic, Professor?
Well, it wasn't meant as a hard and fast rule. I think what I meant was it'd be nice to have alternatives at restaurants. And when I was asked to give a quote about a recent study, while some people may want to order a whole huge, large order of fries, and I like fries like the next guy, but, sometimes I'd like to have, kale chips. But I kind of miss having those fries, so having a few on the side of the kale chips wouldn't be so bad. So that's where the 6 came from.
So are you surprised? I mean, this is like a social media tsunami now. I mean, I heard somebody criticize you for calling French fries a weapon of dietary destruction. And, Padma Lakshmi tweeted and said, "I don't have time for this kind of negativity right now." I mean, are you surprised by the backlash?
I have to say I am a bit surprised. I'm in London at a diet meeting, and a lot of the newspapers here were calling me a Harvard monster. So, I guess I knew that people love fries. I didn't realize that I would hit that deep of a vein.
Hmm. And you did respond, we should say. You responded in Vanity Fair asking, "Am I really a monster?" So give us your defense here a little bit.
Yeah, I'm all about freedom of choice. If you want your fries, go for it. You know, the large order of fries at most fast food restaurants are over 500 calories. So if you want that, go for it. It's like, swigging down 3 to 4 cans of soda in a pretty fast time. So the way I've come about it is out of just experience. I love the flavor of it. Everybody's had them when they were 3 or 4 years old. So that just gives you that warm feeling of your childhood. But 10 minutes after I get up from a table after having a sandwich where fries were served to me and I've eaten all of them, I think, oh, what have I done? So my defense starts with just my own anecdotal story, but the science is pretty strong for too many French fries leading to weight gain, diabetes, and really a lot of metabolic diseases.
And so tell us a little bit just about the science and why French fries are so bad. And does it matter in terms of the type of French fry that we're talking about? I mean, there's a lot of different kinds of French fries. There's poutine, there are waffle fries, there are sweet potato fries. Just give us a little bit of, what's so bad and are there differences?
Well, there really aren't differences. I mean, sweet potato fries are orange, so they have some carotenoids in them. But for the most part, the starch in the potatoes and the starch in the waffles and the starch in the poutine it's going to be starch. So it's really, and that gets absorbed into your bloodstream faster than sugar. It really, because the starch breaks down immediately when it hits your tongue and breaks into glucose, it's just straight glucose going into your bloodstream. So, over the long term, that's just not good for people. And especially as people get older and put on weight, the more weight you carry, the more your body is resistant to that glucose. And that's why people get diabetes. So in our country, The rates of obesity have not stopped going up. The rates of diabetes have not stopped going up. So I'm not saying everybody should take them out of our food supply, but it certainly would be a good place to start to cut back a bit. It's not all or nothing. Cut back a bit. And that's why my suggestion of, remember that flavor, that taste. Everybody loves that flavor and taste, and they're thrown at us in commercials nonstop. And so people are constantly reminded of it. So it just doesn't need to be there at every meal, and just a few sometimes satisfy that desire.
So you're not backing down.
I am not backing down from this one. You know, I wasn't out there looking for a fight. I got called for an interview and sort of put out that hope or that wish that I'd like to have alternatives at a restaurant. And, you know, I think we should put out the six fry challenge to restaurants to come up with alternatives. So you can come to a table and say, would you like, instead of just saying that sandwich comes with fries, sweet potato fries or coleslaw, or you can get an upcharge of $3 for a salad. It shouldn't be just all or nothing. Let's come up with creative ways. So I'll let you guys call out the six fry challenge, but I think it would be a great way to reduce the amount of French fries consumed in this country.
Somehow, after what's happened with this, I don't think it's going to be like an ice bucket challenge, Professor.
Well, if we could raise one millionth of the amount of money they raised, that would be a great way to start. I agree with you. I think most ice buckets will be turned on my head on this one.
But, you know, some folks might be listening and they might say, all right, maybe we eat a lot of fries. But, you know, it's enjoyable. Everything in moderation. I might have a plate of fries once in a while. What's so bad about that?
Yeah, I mean, 30% of the, quote, vegetables in our country are potatoes. And a lot of those are chips and French fries. So those shouldn't count as vegetables anymore. You know, I agree. Freedom of choice. Go for it. It's yours for the taking. Don't be confused by the fact that you think this counts as a serving of vegetables, because it's your body does not treat it that way. So I agree. Every once in a while, if you want one, that's great. Just know what it's doing. Remember how it feels afterwards. So maybe those occasions will be fewer and far further between as time goes on.
Now you're attacking the food chain.
Let me make one plea. You know, I think for adults, you know, go for it. If you want to have them and you hate the professors from Harvard who live in their bubble, I can understand that. But if you're a parent and you have a 4 or 5 year old, of course they're going to love that taste. And if you're somewhere and they're like, here, I want an order of fries, it makes them feel good. I think that's the wrong way to make our kids feel good. And we're going to train them the same way that our parents trained us. So, you know, come up with alternatives for your kids. Don't serve them as many. Split it with something else. I think our parents need to be more creative. You know, every parent does. I'm not an exception to that. Please don't just feed them as your only vegetable to your 3 to 8 year old children.
Right. I'm sure there are some folks listening saying, what's next, Professor? Ketchup? You're going to say ketchup is not a vegetable, Professor?
Yeah, that someone else went before me on that one.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, Eric Rimm, a professor of epidemiology and nutrition at Harvard, thanks so much for being with us. And you realize I'm just joking with you. I really don't think you're a monster.
Thank you for that, those kind words.
Right, thanks.
Okay, take care.
And that's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by Jamie Bologna, Chris Siderick, Paris Alston, and Zoe Mitchell. We had help from Eve Zukoff. Tim Skog is our technical director. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hati. I'm Deborah Becker. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.